This is Shady with the Pirate Pods interview. I'm in San Francisco with Anticorp. Please introduce yourself and what you do with the band.
Okay, I'm Ed, and I pretty much do music, computer work, keyboarding, pretty much everything regarding music, and there's Sox that he's singing. But now he's also helping me with the music, so everything is going to change in the near future. But for now, this is what I'm doing.
So there's three of you working together in this
band
or performance group. Each of you are from a different country. And what way does this affect or influence your music?
I think it's really beautiful because we come from three different, really different backgrounds and countries, as you said. Like, I'm from Italy, and Sox is from US, and Raul is from Mexico. So really, there's different influences, languages, visions, and so it's really, really beautiful. It's all like a melting pot, and we mix and crazy things come out.
Do you consider yourselves more musicians or performance artists?
I think the two things are go together. I mean, I don't think they're separate. I think it's the same. Playing and performing, it's the same. I couldn't be playing without performing. I mean, I love doing it. So.
Leads right into my next question, because I was wondering if you thought that the two things could exist separately or if they relied on one another.
Not for me, because really for me playing means performing. Mm-hmm. Some people said, why don't you just play at home? Because to me it just doesn't make sense. I mean, I really like being outside, being with people, mm-hmm. sharing things with people. So I mean, and also doing like a show, like artistic, like theatrical, having fun. And you cannot do those things at home.
Your sound doesn't really fit into any one particular genre, but for lack of a better place, most people would probably put you into electronica or dance or something. How do you feel about the electronic music of today? Where do you think it's going, and what do you think the future is?
I don't really know. No, it's just... I don't know, there's the some electronic music that I see that I call them the laptop guys. I don't know, I don't really want to comment on that, but I don't know, sometimes it's really sterile and it's just these loops and programs, and I mean, it's fine if they're having fun with that, that's cool, but to me that doesn't work really well. I mean, it's just not fun enough.
You want something more organic.
Yeah. So I mean, I think there's that kind of, how you say, where it's going. I think some people are going in that direction, and I don't really know, because it gets really repetitive, because you can do so much with programs, and you know.
Yeah.
And then there's another current, let's say, of people more performing, you know, and I don't know, mixing different influences, different styles. So that's all open to, you know, new things, maybe.
Right.
And
well, as far as, you know, just talking about influences, where do you pull your main influences from then?
Oh, I have so many influences, but I don't really know. I mean, like, talking about bands, I can say Angst und Seele, Neue Bauten, all the old 80s in Germany. But also a lot of classical music, because I'm a classical, trained pianist. So a lot of classical and everything that's really, I don't know, that really comes from the soul. When I even anybody that can just plays, but I really see that comes from their soul, and it's not just trying, you know, to do something or to do something. That's really inspiring too.
Right.
So that's what makes me. I mean, there's so many. I don't know.
Right. Right. And how does your music take form? Like, what is the lyrical and music writing process for you?
Oh, the way it's going with Sox, the singer, pretty much it's, I've been writing music, and then I tell him what I was envisioning while I was writing, because to me music is like a painting. Like, I really have images in my head, and I try to portray those images in music. So I just tell him what I saw, what I was thinking, what I was, you know, envisioning, and he comes up with the lyrics. And so sometimes the song becomes totally different, so it gets really about something else sometimes. But everything, I mean, it's it's a process, so in the end everything is open to interpretation, different, you can look it from different angles. So it's never really one thing, it's always different.
And you guys do it together though, pretty much?
Yeah, lately we've been doing together. In the past I was always working alone, and then giving him the tapes, and now we're meeting also to compose.
Right.
So,
if you could hear your music anywhere in the world, on TV or in a movie or in a classroom, where would you want it to be heard?
Oh. Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. No, I just think music is really nice. I think music, the purpose of music is sharing. It's not really... I'm not doing music really with envisioning success, commercial, or, you know, I don't know how to explain it. It's obvious, but... So, I mean, everybody that would like to.
I was wondering that too, about the, I mean, how would you feel if suddenly you had great commercial success and you were on the radio? How do you think that would affect your music?
Oh, I think it would be great if my music was allowed on the radio, but it would be the same. I mean, because I'm not really trying to this is an expression for me, so I'm not really trying to do the easy song or just get it on the radio.
Right. I think there's a lot of people in experimental music. Tend to be like, oh no, I don't want my music on the radio. But at the same time, you do want people to hear it.
Yeah, no, I would love it was on the radio.
Right.
I mean, but in my own terms, you know, not that I have to change to be on the radio.
Knock it down to 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, so if any radio wanted to play all night or all day, it's great. I would love that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else besides music influences what you guys do? I mean, you're obviously involved in science,
mm-hmm.
and I know that Raoul's got a lot of spiritual things going on, but where do you pull from, really? Like,
well, as you said, I'm a scientist, and I study sharks, and I'm really interested in conservation, and so that's really nature, everything that's natural, the universe, everything. Not just to talk in a new age way, but just in the natural way, that's really a big influence. I think also for Sox and Raoul, they're really big into nature. Raoul is a very good painter, and so he's really, really talented, and he's really, really creative. And also, my voice is going up. And also, like, theatrical-wise, he's always wearing these costumes that he creates, and he's really, really good.
Excellent.
And Sox is really good. He's a very amazing musician, very good to be with so talented people, so I'm really happy.
If you could perform anywhere in the world, any particular festival or any particular venue, where would that be?
Well, I mean, I love being in Italy, because I'm from Italy, and when we go there, they really welcome us really well, so, I mean, like, last time in Rome, we had 2,000 people, so I'm like, I like being in Italy. But places I would like to go in the future, well, there's Japan, and Scandinavia, and Spain, and but everywhere, South America, everywhere I would love to go. Because I love traveling. And so.
What was it like playing in front of 2,000 people?
It's a little weird because there's so many people, and I suffer of claustrophobia. So I was kind of claustrophobic because when I had to go through all these people to get on the stage, it was really a lot of people. And so I doesn't want to sound like stuck up or anything, but I was really suffering. So at first, but I was really happy. So, but then once you're on the stage and you see all these people, it's weird because it feels sometimes impersonal because there's so many people and it becomes just, like I say, something impersonal. It's not just having 10 people that you can just see really directly, mm-hmm. like in a small venue. So, but it was good. It was a different experience. Like, it was really, really good. I liked it.
Oh, that's cool. Where was that you played? That was in Italy?
We played actually, in Rome. It's called Forte Prenestino. It's a fortress from, I think, the First World War or Second World War. And it's like a squat, but we shouldn't use that word. But it is some kind of illegal place. I mean, the kids, they took over and they organized a very cool venue. But it's weird because it's like a fortress. Very strange.
That sounds very cool.
Yeah.
So I was curious, we like to ask a few little odd questions as well.
Okay.
I'd like to know what the first record you ever bought was.
Oh, I don't remember. When I was a kid, I was really obsessed with recordings. So I would record with my tape everything from the TV, from the radio. But the first memories I have, Rod Stewart, Kim Carnes. I was really in the 80s, really. I mean, I was a kid from the, in the 80s, but I was really in the popular stuff.
Right. And then how do you think that evolved for you? Like, what band started influencing you to get you to where you're at now?
Oh,
like,
then I was all the in the late 80s and the 90s, I was big in the punk. I used to play in this punk band in Italy called Hex. Mm-hmm. And so all the punk, all the... You know, it's so hard to name bands, you know? You know, everything that was really, really strange at the time. Noise. I was really big into noise.
Right.
Like, but a lot of bands that I don't even remember. They're not even popular here. So a lot of people.
I started out asking bands and musicians if we were to get into their car, what CD would we find playing, or if we were to get into their stereo, what CD would we find playing. But everybody keeps saying, I have an iPod. So what are you listening to on your iPod?
I don't have an iPod.
Okay.
I'm against. It sounds funny, I do electronic music and you know, computers and stuff, but I'm really trying to slow down technology because it's going too fast. Mm-hmm. So really, I thought about buying an iPod, but really, I don't really listen to much music. I'd rather play, you know, I'd rather write. And so I still have some CDs, you know, but I'm not really a big MP3 downloader, or, you know.
Right.
So, but in my car right now, where you can find, well, there was a Farinelli CD, because I'm big into opera, I really like opera. Mm-hmm. So some opera from the 1700s, the Baroque, I really love that. Handel. Mm-hmm. Then we have Einstürzen and Neubauten, we have David Bowie.
That's a good mix, I like it.
Yeah, and what else? Oh, Sox was having Stereo Lab, because he loves them. I like them too, but he really is really into them. What else did we play coming up here? That was it.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good mix.
Yeah.
Can you tell us something about Antiquark or yourselves that most people who know you might not know? Like,
oh. Well, I don't know.
I don't know. Like, when you guys are on tour, like, what do you have to have with you? Or what food do you have to go and get? Or does somebody have to have their favorite pillow or something?
We're all, I don't know about Raul, because he's not really touring with us all the time, so he just comes when he can. But Sox and I were both vegetarian. I mean, he's mostly vegan, I'm trying to get there. I just got the cheese, because I'm a really big cheese fan, but it's not really healthy for me right now, so I'm trying to get. So, I mean, we're really, really trying to eat healthy, and it's really hard on tour. So,
yeah.
That's why today I got sick again, because I ate something bad.
Lots of hamburgers and things
along the way. Yeah, no, we don't eat meat.
That's good.
Yeah, so.
What can we expect from Antiquark in the future?
Well, music. We're really... I mean, the way I am, my idea is I'll play music as long as I live, but it sounds kind of funny and cheesy, but that's really... It's really important to me. Without music, I really... it's complex to explain, but pretty simply, music is a really important thing for me, and I really get physically sick if I don't play, so I'll be always playing. I get depressed if I don't play. So, I mean, there's gonna be more music, I don't know how, because everything is gonna, I never really know what's coming out, so just, songs that just, you know, they come out. There's gonna be more music, more shows.
What is it that you want your audience and your listeners to gain and to learn from your music and your performance?
Inspiration. I just want that. I mean, one of the nicest things was one time one girl came to me and said, "Hey, I really want to learn the keyboards now that I saw you playing." It was very nice to me. I mean, knowing that this girl, maybe she went home and she bought a keyboard, and now maybe she's playing, she became really good. And so that was a really good compliment. More than people come, "Oh, I like the loop. What program did you use?" Those things. But I like people that they can just get something that's their own thing from, you know,
right.
So whatever it is.
Where can fans listening to this right now, where can they find your music right now if they want to, like, get it off the computer, or is there a place where they could go and buy music?
Okay. Support? Yeah, there's a, well, there's a typical MySpace, // Anticorg, can you say that? MySpace.com/Anticorg, then Anticorg.net. We have an online store, and the new album is coming out with Hungry Eye Records in, I think, February, if everything goes well. So that's going to be distributed all over the place. And some stores, they also carry our things, but I mean, if they want to buy the records online, it's easier, and just to listen for free on MySpace.
Is there anyone you want to say hi to?
My mom! Say hi to everybody, and everybody, I don't want to say name, just to make differences.
Excellent. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Fantastic. This has been Shady with another Pirate Pods interview. You can listen to Anticorg on piratepods.com. Thank you. I give you to my heart.